Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is far-sighted. Far-sighted 表示远视的。那近视的怎么说呢？ Near-sighted 或者是 short-sighted. 我们一起来听一下今天的 conversation.
Hello, Arthur. What seems to be the problem?
Hey, Doc. Well, I think I might need glasses. I'm getting headaches, and I really struggle to see things that are far away. But I've always had 20-20 vision.
Sounds like you might be farsighted. Okay, then, cover your left eye and read the chart in front of you.
X, E, R, 3, question mark...And I can't quite make out the other symbol, but I think it's the peace sign.
Wow, Arthur, you're as blind as a bat.
Yeah, I know. My vision is really blurry at times.
Okay, then. Head over to the other room and pick out some frames while I fill out your prescription.
Thanks, Doc.
Arthur, that's the bathroom.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation.Hello, Arthur. What seems to be the problem? Hi, Arthur. 你怎么了？医生问患者你怎么了？可以说 What seems to be the problem? 或者 What seems to be the trouble? 还可以说 What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? What's the problem with you? 这时 Arthur 回复医生 Hey, doc.这里 dog 是 doctor 的缩写。Hey, dog. Well, I think I might need glasses. 我想我可能需要一副眼镜。Glasses, 眼镜。I'm getting headaches. 我头很痛。Headache, 名词头痛。Get headaches, 得了头痛。And I really struggle to see things that are far away. 真的很难看清远处的东西。这里有一个短语叫做 struggle to do something, 表示努力做某事、挣扎做某事、艰难的做某事。我们看下面的例句。She's struggling to bring up a family alone. 她独自一人艰难地养活一家人。我们再看上面对话。I really struggle to see things. 我真的很艰难地去看东西。什么样东西呢？后面解释到 that are far away, 就是离得远的东西。Far away 表示远处的、远的。有一个短语叫做 far away from, 表示离什么什么远。Far away from.比如说 That's my first trip far away from home. 这是我第一次旅行。什么样的旅行呢？ Far away from home 就是远离家的旅行。在下面 Is the bus stop far away from here? 车站离这里远吗？那这里的 far away from here 就是离这里远。对话当中的 I really struggle to see things that are far away 就是我真的很难看清远处的东西。But I have always had 20-20 vision. 但是我的视力一直很好。这里有一个短语叫做 20-20 vision.什么叫 20-20 vision 呢？下面有解释到 The ability to see perfectly 就是视力极佳。如果你有 20-20 vision 就表示你的视力非常好。 The optician told me I had 20-20 vision 验光师说我的视力极好。下面医生回复道 Sounds like you may be far-sighted. 这样听起来你可能是患了远视。Sounds like, 前面省略了主语 it. It sounds like, 这里 it 可以省略掉。It sounds like you may be far-sighted. Far-sighted, 远视的。如果是近视的叫 near-sighted, 或者是 short-sighted。医生又说 Okay, then cover your left eye and read the chart in front of you. 这样遮住左眼读下你前面的图表。Cover, 动词有覆盖的意思。Cover your left eye 就是把你的左眼遮住。And read the chart, 读图表。Chart, 名词图表。In front of you, 在你前面。这时 author 说 XER3 ? And I can't quite make out the other symbol, but I think it's a peace sign. XER3 问号吗？还有这个符号看得不是很清楚，但我猜它是个和平标志。It's the peace sign. Peace, 和平. Sign, 标志. 我们在路上面的一些路标叫做 street sign. Street sign. 这时医生说 Wow, Arthur, you're as blind as a bat. Arthur, 你的视力真是太糟糕了。这里有一个短语叫 as blind as a bat. Blind,有瞎的、失明的意思。As 什么什么 as 表示和什么什么一样。As blind as a bat 就是和蝙蝠一样瞎。我们大多认为蝙蝠的视力比较差，需要通过发送超声波来判断前方是否有阻挡物。所以这里呢 ，as blind as a bat 就是翻译为视力不好。我们看下面例句。Sorry, I forgot my glasses, and I'm as blind as a bat now. 不好意思，我忘记戴眼镜了。不戴眼镜，我几乎什么都看不清楚。好，我们继续看对话。Yeah, I know my vision is really blurry at times. 是的，我知道我的视线有时候真的很模糊。Vision, 名词也有视力的意思。Blurry, 形容词表示模糊不清的。这里呢可以表示视线的模糊，也可以表示一些概念政策的模糊。下面例句。My blurry vision makes it hard to drive. 我的视力有点模糊，使开车都费劲。那这里 blurry 用来形容后面的 vision。就是模糊的视线。My blurry vision makes it hard. Makes it hard 表示使这件事情变得困难。Makes it hard to drive 就是使开车变得困难。我们再回到对话当中的句子。I know my vision is really blurry at times. At times 表示有时。Okay, then...Head on over to the other room and pick out some frames while I fill out your prescription. 好的，那么你去另一间房间挑选一些镜框，我开一些你的处方。
Head on over to 表示去什么什么地方。And pick out some frames. Pick out 表示挑选。
我们看下面的例句。
She went to the department store to pick out some gifts for her friends.
她到百货公司挑选一些礼物送给她的朋友。那这里 pick out 表示挑选出什么什么。和它比较像的短语叫做 pick up.
Pick up 是非常常用的短语。我们看下面的一些常用的意思，分别是捡起什么什么。开车接送什么什么，学会什么染上疾病。
例句 Can you pick up your toys on the ground? 你能捡起地上的玩具吗？那这里 pick up your toys, 捡起你的玩具。Can you drop me off at the gate? I'll pick up my son. 你能在大门让我下车吗？我要接儿子。这里的 pick up 表示接送。He is a fast learner. He picked up French very quickly. 他学东西很快，他很快就学会了法语。那这里的 pick up 表示学会什么什么，掌握什么什么。He picked up a virus when he was in Africa. 他在非洲时感染了病毒。这里的 pick up 表示染上什么什么疾病。好，我们再看上面的对话。Frame 表示框架，在这里呢是表示镜框。后面 While I fill out your prescription, while 表示当什么什么时，相当于 when. Fill out 表示填写。Prescription 处方。Fill out your prescription 就是去填写你的处方，也就是去为你开处方的意思。While I fill out your prescription. Thanks, doctor. 谢谢你，医生。这时 Arthur 去房间，可是呢，他由于视力不好，竟走入了卫生间。于是医生说 ,Arthur, that's a bathroom. Arthur, 那是卫生间啊。可见 Arthur 的视力真的是极差的。好了，如果你想获取更多的英语资讯，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily。 最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Hello Arthur, what seems to be the problem?
Hey doc, well, I think I might need glasses. I'm getting headaches and I really struggle to see things that are far away. But I've always had 20-20 vision
Sounds like you might be farsighted. Okay then, cover your left eye and read the chart in front of you.
X, E, R, 3, question mark, and I can't quite make out the other symbol, but I think it's the peace sign.
Wow, Arthur, you're as blind as a bat.
Yeah, I know. My vision is really blurry at times.
Okay then.Head over to the other room and pick out some frames while I fill out your prescription.
Thanks, Doc.
Arthur, that's the bathroom.